From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke has begun to outline the central bank's exit strategy. Bernanke has indicated that the Fed is still months away from raising interest rates, but will raise rates the banks charge for short-term loans before too long. The statement is contained in prepared remarks before a House committee hearing that was canceled today due to the winter storm in the nation's capital. President Obama today met with African American leaders to talk about the challenges of finding jobs in the tough economy. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Unemployment across the country is running at nearly 10%, but the jobless rate for African Americans is even higher, 16.5%. It was with that backdrop the president met with leaders of the Urban League, the National Action Network, and the NAACP. Urban League President Mark Morial said afterwards, the leaders stressed the need for targeted relief to communities that have been especially hard hit by the recession. The Reverend Al Sharpton added that he's not seeking a race-based formula, but rather a policy that's mindful of the nation's differences. Mr. Obama has shunned measures targeted solely for blacks, but he has made job creation in general a top priority. NAACP President Benjamin Jella said after the meeting, what's clear is that we have a president who gets it. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The United States is expanding sanctions against Iran by targeting several affiliates of that nation's Revolutionary Guard Corps. The Treasury Department says it is freezing U.S. assets of a Guard general and four subsidiaries of companies that he runs. Western intelligence officials believe the Guard Corps is spearheading Iran's nuclear program. The U.S. also is pushing for new international sanctions against Iran after the country announced this week that it has begun producing higher enriched uranium. Long-term U.S. Congressman Charlie Wilson has died in Texas. The colorful lawmaker spent 12 terms in office and is best known for secretly arranging funding for the Afghan resistance to the Soviet Union in the early 1980s. From member station KUHF in Houston, Jack Williams has the story.
First elected to the 2nd Congressional District of Texas in 1972, Wilson was a hard-charging Democrat known as Good Time Charlie. He helped fund Afghan fighters through a covert CIA operation and was immortalized by Tom Hanks in the movie Charlie Wilson's War.
This thing's going to get done by the CIA, and it's going to get done quietly.
You have authority to do this?
None whatsoever.
Wilson resigned from Congress in 1996 and underwent a heart transplant in Houston in 2007. He died in Lufkin, Texas, of cardiopulmonary arrest. Charlie Wilson was 76 years old. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.
This is NPR News. Many businesses and city offices anticipated the major snowstorm in Philadelphia today and did not open. Many people spent the day shoveling while others used the opportunity for pleasant activities. From member station WHYY, Peter Crimmins has the story.
The expressways were closed, the bus service completely halted, and many roads were impassable. The only creatures happy to be out were dogs. Sean Jordan brought his spaniel, Charlie, to Washington Square Park in downtown Philadelphia.
Most breeds enjoy this weather. I'm sure it feels good on their paws, I don't know. But for me, I'm ready to go inside.
Sean and Charlie ran into Diane Luckman, who says her Newfoundland loves this kind of weather, but to go out, she had to bundle herself in an enormous pale blue parka.
This is my dog coat. It's filled with treats and bags and money for coffee. I'm sad.
However, not everyone had the day off. Many people got stuck at the office, spending the night in their buildings or nearby hotels. For NPR News, I'm Peter Crimmins in Philadelphia.
Forecasters are warning of another possible snowstorm along the Northeast on Monday. Washington, Baltimore, and Philadelphia have broken their records for the most snow in a single winter. Investigators believe a serial arsonist or group of arsonists set two church fires in East Texas on Monday. Dover Baptist Church was attacked first, and Clear Spring Missionary Baptist Church was targeted about an hour later. The churches are located less than 3 miles apart near Tyler, which is located 100 miles east of Dallas. The federal government is investigating 9 church fires in the area since the first of the year. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.